Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO and hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise.
Enjoy yourself. It's better than you think.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? I am Michelle Marquis here bringing you... I'm a little bit confused today. Things get discombobulated when we're waiting for the president to talk and not quite happening. So we're going to bring you the president's remarks right after the show here. We appreciate your patience as we deal with a fluid news situation. Joe Sullivan is here, of course. Joe is leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Michelle.
See you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
And I'm very excited about our guest today.
So
like,
am I.
Throughout the entire show, we have some amazing people joining us.
Very exciting.
Tim Blake is the founder of the Emerald Cup and Emerald Cup Supply Company. Thank you so much for being here, Tim.
Pleasure.
And we also have Harry Rose. Harry is the founder and CEO of Rosette Wellness and CEO of Emerald Cup Supply Company. Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for being
having
here.
Us.
So let's start this conversation.
Please.
Tim, people are probably familiar with you because of the Emerald Cup, at least people who are outside of the cannabis industry. So tell us a little bit about Emerald Cup Supply Company. What is this? How is this connected to the Emerald Cup?
Well, we had Emerald Cup products a few years back. Been in the business a long time. We had some live rosin cartridges. We had solventless. We had flowers. And then over the last year, we've evolved that into Emerald Cup Supply Company. Excuse me, I've got a cold, not the virus.
Okay, good.
And actually hoarse from talking so much.
Yeah.
We got an opportunity to work with Harry Rose here from Rosette, amazing product maker, developer of wonderful products in manufacturing. And we've now relaunched Emerald Cup Supply, and we're very excited about it. We have some new products, and they're really getting a good response.
That's so exciting. Tell us a little bit about Rosette Wellness. Now, Harry, you have a long history with cannabis and a personal history, both of you do, and how it relates to your health and what a difference it's made, you know, personally in your own lives. Tell us a little bit about Rosette Wellness.
Well, Rosette Wellness comes out of my need to actually save my own life. I had a severe autoimmune disease that almost took me out a number of years ago. And I had to discover how to heal myself, and cannabis was the answer, as it turns out. And once I was able to help myself, a lot of patients came my way, because there's a lot of people that don't have an answer for their disease. And so I started helping out a lot of patients, and that grew into thousands of patients. I worked closely with a guy named Lawrence Ringo, who developed a lot of the original modern-day CBD strains, and really... we should thank him for exposing CBD and turning it into what it is right now. He was a neighbor and a close friend of mine. We worked together on breeding and the original extractions that saved my life. And we helped a lot of patients. They came to us from all over the world. That transitioned into the need to create a company in the 215 environment that was stable and gave better access. And so it just built up to where it is now, and we have a full suite of medical products that helps thousands of patients and hundreds of ailments.
Now, how did you come together? This seems like a match made in heaven, but how did it work?
Well, I heard about Harry and the quality of his products through Treatwell, and then Rosette and Hazel Bagwell, our sponsor and vendor coordinator. We were talking. I had a partnership that was coming to form Emerald Cup Supply Co. And interestingly enough, Harry at that point was evolving and opening up Rosette Wellness. And I told our new partner, Joey, I said, you know, Joey, before you even cut the deal with me, you should go cut a deal with Harry, because we have the best opportunity in the world right now. They're very unique opportunity. And he actually looked at me and said, are you crazy? I'm about to give you a bunch of money for your company and you're telling me to stop and go do a deal with Harry. Yeah. And I said, yeah, just go check it out. And he did. And a couple weeks later, he came back and said, you're absolutely right. We're going to cut this deal before we do yours, because he realized, you know, I really value integrity and the, you know, who people are. And there's only a couple people that I respect, and really none more than Harry as far as that bar and who he is. So we are honored to be able to get the chance to work with him.
Yeah. And for you, what did that mean coming together and working with Emerald Cup Supply Company?
Well, working with Emerald Cup in general, mm-hmm. you're working with some of, you know, the most knowledgeable people on the planet with the best genetics and so on. It, as far as I'm concerned, it is the most authentic cannabis event out there. And because it's in California and exposes a lot of the best growers, it really was an amazing opportunity to me to be able to work with these people. Tim and I have been friends for a number of years, and I helped him with some medical issues. And, you know, I was more than proud to take over and be able to make some amazing products for Emerald Cup Supply Co. and raise the bar for the whole industry.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. As a buyer for this area, to be able to have the options afforded to me that I do, with, you know, being in Northern California and having those relationships, it's paramount, and the quality is unmatched. So I couldn't agree with you more on that. It's kind mm-hmm. of a no-brainer.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the products. For you both personally, Tim, you battled cancer, and you, Harry, had to deal with an autoimmune situation. How important is it that quality and the consistency is right for your products?
Well, my first round of cancer, I realized by using Simpson oil, how efficient and good it worked for me. Of course, as I got further health challenges, realizing the THCA, CBDA, the combination of cannabinoids Harry puts together, there are none that are better than his. And I just realized that his is the only product I wanted to work with. We'd worked with Fred Marshall, CBD Mendo, who'd won the cup a couple times, an excellent product maker. I really love Fred, but nothing at the level that Harry was at. So for me, if you're a health challenged person, you need the best medicine possible. And there's nothing better in the world than what Harry makes.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about the formulations that you put together and why having these different ratios was so important?
Well, there's a long story behind that, but Ringo and I, the hard way, discovered different ratios by working with a testing lab before testing. We were helping a person quantify their standards so that they could actually test for cannabinoids. This is pre-labs. In the country, I believe. And so she's also a biologist and helped us a lot in terms of connecting us with doctors that could actually help relate the effects of the individual cannabinoids to my personal issue, is where it really started. Lawrence was really looking for the highest THC strain he could find, because that's where we were at that point. And what he discovered was he had a whole bunch of CBD strains and other cannabinoid strains. And so we started to use them and started to see the biological advantages of each type of ratio. In my case, we figured out 3-to-1 was the best for me, along with the acidic cannabinoids, not just the neutrals. Mm. And that's when we ended up stabilizing. Lawrence ended up stabilizing the first CBD strain, Sour Tsunami, where we were able to really have consistent 3-to-1 ratio for me. And once we saw that work, we realized that we were hitting on something. We realized also that that's where we needed to be for things like breast cancer, because it suppressed certain parts of the THC in its neutral form that was actually detrimental and could actually make cancer more aggressive. So then we talked to doctors, and they seemed to like 10-to-1 ratio for kids or higher. So we raised the bar to a 20-to-1. And then, of course, we saw a lot of data that was coming out of Europe where they were talking about equal values. And so that's where we ended up, you know, coming up with a one-to-one. Mm-hmm. Once we perfected that, we got, you know, sort of pointed at and laughed at for a while thinking about using the acidics. But we started to really experiment heavily with coupling our ratios with the acidics and saw even better results. And so it just compounded. We worked with a lot of testing labs and a lot of patients, and through a lot of trial and error, ended up coming up with these blended formulations that we now have our balance and wellness and so on for cognitive dysfunction, autoimmune disease, cancers, anxiety, and so on. Cannabis is definitely not a one-size-fit-all.
Right.
And so that's why we have 10 different formulations for humans and a few for pets. There are definitely bigger bell curves to some of our blends, but yet some people fall into categories where they do need a full spectrum isolated THCA or CBDA. That's why we've kept it all along. We're not at all going for money. We're trying to go for efficacy and have the broadest range of available products so that each patient can actually choose or combine our products to have the best possible effect. And by the way, we're not satisfied. We keep researching, keep doing experiments, you know, because we want to actually find the broadest possible use products that we can find.
And how exciting is it that the plant is available and keeps giving so much more that we don't know about, like the different cannabinoids that you're talking about, the acidic versions, the things that we don't know about yet.
Well, that's why you know, the people in this room and so many others before us have been championing the fight for cannabis because, you know, even still in the eyes on the federal level, you know, it's still a Schedule I, and there's so much more research that could be done. And, you know, just think of what can be possible and what's out there just with what we've been able to do, and having pioneers such as Harry kind of championing that, you know. So it's important to give that voice. And, you know, I just like to say I appreciate you coming out and talking today about this. It's very, very important. You know, as Mercy Wellness was rooted in the medical side of things for years before things changed, it's just always at the core of what we do. And so it's important to align with the right people and the people that kind of share in that mindset. So I just appreciate it.
You know, we had a chance to talk to the leading doctors from Israel doing 17 clinical trials. And Harry blew them away. After about 15 minutes, they didn't realize there's anybody in the world like Harry. They were talking about him being years ahead with his 10,000 case studies and 2,000 pet studies. They were really, it was very wonderful to be on that phone call.
Yeah, no, that's important.
And one other thing I want to touch on as well is cannabis culture. And I think that's also an important element to both of your brands. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I mean, going back to the Emerald Cup, we were always about organic. We were always about outdoor. We've included the hydrocarbon now. We're going to bring it indoor this year. But it was all about the culture, the Northern California, Emerald Triangle tribe, who we were, our stories, small farmers, across not only the Emerald Triangle, but across the whole state. And so it's really been important, our brands, our stories, who we are, bringing that forward and championing those people and those brands and those farms. And so it's very critical to us. Yeah. And the stories,
Yeah, the stories, they're so important. And I think that's part of the reason that this show is really exciting for me, is that we have an opportunity to share some of these stories and keep them and have them in podcasts and people can know about them.
I just think the key theme across all of it, right, is education.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know we were going to touch on a little bit, you know, there's so many products that come out every week, and there's all this, how do you sort through the madness of the marketing and what's right for you? And I think really what it comes down to on the core of it is education. Mm-hmm. And when you align with the company or the people where that's the mantra, that's the mission, is education first, and the rest seem to fall in place. And I think that's where you partner one-on-one with the dispensaries, you work on the store level. Most people in companies like Rosette will bring someone out to your location. Mm-hmm. They will educate your staff. They will make sure that your staff's familiar with all the products. And then they'll back that up by actually coming in the store, supporting that through education and promos and things like that. So I think that's just the underlying thing across all of it, is, you know, just trying to stay educated. And like you said, you're never satisfied. You always are looking for the next thing because we know it's out there.
So. Right.
But then you look at a company like Mercy Wellness and you can see how well they're doing because you have people like Joe who spent a lot of time with that education, teaching the customers, and also himself having such a great background and bringing in the right products.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's what we do.
And where can people find these products?
Well, we are definitely statewide. We're opening new doors every week. I would just say to check our website regularly. There is a store locator, and you can punch in your address and you know, how many miles away you want to drive and see what's closest to you.
Yep.
But I couldn't agree more, Joe. Yeah. I think education is definitely key. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to cut through. There's a lot of large conglomerates out there that are pushing very mid-level product. And when it comes to Rosette and Emerald Cup Supply Co., we're really not interested in doing anything but providing the best product possible. Rosette is definitely a patient-first company, and we sacrifice nothing. We only use the best inputs and the best equipment and so on to create a product that is safe and reliable for a patient, because I was one, and I know what it's like to be in that dark space, and you don't have anybody to turn to. So at least I want to give them the access to a medical product that they can actually count on every single time. The other thing I wanted to say is, you know, all of us have a great deal of thanks to give to the plant.
Yep.
The plant really is the magic. It's not us. We're just harnessing it and presenting it to the patients. And so if you find the right plant, the right strain, the right spectrum, that's what's really the magic. You just have to figure out the proper way to present it to people.
Yeah, I was just telling Owen before we got on the radio, we're just the shepherd. We're just shepherding it. You know, it's an important responsibility. So
what I loved was that finding out about Harry was that he's not only a master on the medicinal side, but he really knows solventless concentrates and how to put those together and make some fine quality products there too.
Yeah. Excellent.
It's exciting. Thank you both so much for coming in. Yeah, this goes by so fast, but we really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank awesome. You. Tim Blake, he is the founder of the Emerald Cup and Emerald Cup Supply Company, and Harry Rose, founder and CEO of Rosette Wellness and CEO of Emerald Cup Supply Company. We're going to be right back. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You? Every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Montgomery Village is turning 70. Here's chapter one in the history of Montgomery Village. KSRO News Director Pat Kerrigan.
The only way to tell the story of Montgomery Village begins with its founder, Hugh Cotting. Hugh served in World War II in the Seabees, who'd first go into hostile land and build the needed infrastructure. Marine barracks, runways, roads. Hugh understood construction. He helped build hospitals on Guam. Hugh told the story of he and a GI friend on Guam when two Japanese snipers shot at them. Hugh's quick action saved his friend's life. He was learning the craft of construction in the most dangerous of conditions. In 1945, he used a 30-day leave to come home and used his skills to build a house on Southeast Street. Well, the war ended just before he was to report back. Hugh Cotting started the post-war building boom in Sonoma County, specifically on the east side of the city of Santa Rosa. And his desire to create didn't stop at small house construction. Chapter 2 in the history of Montgomery Village, coming soon. This is Pat Kerrigan.
Is someone you love living with memory loss due to dementia? This message is for you. Villa Capri is a brand new luxury senior living community in Santa Rosa with a person-centered memory care program that is second to none. The professional team at Villa Capri helps residents structure their time so every day is full of activities. Residents make valuable social connections that stimulate conversations and memories. Regular programs and excursions maintain a sense of being helpful, needed, and a valued member of the community. For people with advanced memory loss, Villa Capri provides a soothing environment with specialized activities based on music, sensory, and tactile stimulation. The compassionate and specially trained team at Villa Capri engages residents with the extra care and patience they may need. If someone you love is living with memory loss, the care they deserve is Villa Capri. For more information, call 707-755-7085 or visit oakmontavillacapri.com.
Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Mercy Wellness at a slightly different time here on KSRO. This is the Can I Help You show, a cannabis talk show brought to you by Mercy Wellness with Joe Sullivan, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And Joe, you still have delivery options for people at Mercy,
we
right?
We do. Yeah, we were talking about that last segment a little bit off air. Yes, we do have delivery. You can order online. I know people are trying to be responsible and self-quarantine, or maybe just want to take that extra precaution.
Yeah.
We totally understand that. I'm happy you brought it up. So yes, you can deliver. We will deliver.
Great.
Just go ahead and go online and you'll make it happen.
MercyWellness.com is a place to go if you're interested in just learning more about their delivery option and checking out the store as well. During our second segment here, we have a great guest. I'm super excited because I love the products. Keith Sitch is the president and co-founder of Sunderstorm and Kana.
Yes, Kana is an edible company that's kind of taken the state by storm. Mercy Wellness is no exception. We see a lot of people every day, and Kana's become like the favorite go-to gummy at our store. And so I was really, really, really excited to bring you on. I appreciate you for coming on, Keith. Why don't we tell the people a little bit about your relationship with cannabis, how you got your start?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for inviting me here today. And Kana loves Mercy.
Yeah.
You guys do a great job of patient education as well, and that's a big differentiator.
That's awesome. Thank you. So how did Sunderstorm get their start?
So I'll give a little bit about my background.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the Midwest and was in high school in the late 70s when I think cannabis is really coming into, you know, young people's education and awareness. So I began smoking cannabis. I was also a good student. I was an athlete. And it really showed me at that time that, you know, kind of the skepticism towards cannabis wasn't true. It was just one more way for me to express myself. Mm-hmm. And so that really kind of has stayed with me through life. I moved to New York City for work, and we had a delivery service called Research. So this is 1985, 86. Call up the phone number and they would deliver flower to you in a couple of hours. Those services are still the primary delivery mechanism in New York City today due to having a strict medical market. And then the other thing I think that's really kind of shaped my views is being a Burning Man person. So my partner and I are both 15 plus year Burning Man people. So, you know, Burning Man is very open to entheogens, psychedelics, very open to cannabis. So, you know, my partner and I have been lifelong users and consumers and believers in plant medicine and believe that there's an incredible healing power for both your psyche and your body inside these products.
Yeah.
So then how were you able to kind of translate that? Because the two go hand in hand, obviously, with plant medicine. How were you able to translate that into what became Sunderstorm today?
Yeah. So Sunderstorm started in 2015. My partner, Cameron Clark, he's the technology operations guy. He was doing self-study at molecular biology at a do-it-yourself lab. And he was working on algae, you know, what grows in the ocean, and extracting different components from algae. If you walk into Whole Foods today, you see omega-3s from algae, antioxidants that only come from algae. So, you know, there's really healing components in algae. He was working with that when he was living in an apartment building, and his neighbor across the hall had this machine delivered, and he saw it, and he looked at it, and he goes, "Wait a second, that's an extractor. What's that for?" And he said, "For cannabis." And that's when the light bulb went off for Sunderstorm.
Kana.
Amazing. So, and here you are today. So, you know, what differentiates, so in particular with Kana, there's a lot of different products out in the market. Obviously, I see new ones being born every day. What separates Kana and Sunderstorm from the rest of the industry?
Yeah, Sunderstorm has been built upon a foundation of science. It's literally the DNA, you know, of our company. Our corporate motto is powered by nature, enhanced by science. So I think we've been really a leader in looking at science and trying and looking at therapeutic delivery systems that are in, you know, the nutraceutical and pharmaceutical world, and trying to figure out how to bring those best practices into cannabis. It's different with just flower, but if you're looking at concentrate products, you know, the bioavailability is what's key. I always tell people it's not how much vitamin C you take, it's how much vitamin C gets in your bloodstream.
Sure.
That's the marker. So we've really been focused on, you know, different delivery mechanisms and kind of enhancing the standard product so that the bioavailability is higher in your bloodstream.
Sure. No, that's fantastic. And I think it's that's a great segue into actually the next question I was going to have for you was, you know, the portfolio of products that Kana has. Recently, I know we just picked up the nanos and the vegan line. Why don't you go in a little bit about that with the listeners?
Definitely. So first of all, we have three general product areas.
Yep.
You know, we're known for our edibles, and that's clearly kind of, you know, who we are in the world. We actually started off with a nanomolecular sublingual spray that comes from the nutraceutical world. And so that's been, you know, that really kind of led us into this different mindset about bioavailability and how we can bring that bioavailability to edibles.
Yeah.
So we also have a vape line called Wind. But we're really, you know, our focus and, you know, our R&D is around Kana, the edibles. And so we were the first people to bring nano to gummies, actually to edibles in general. You know, it's something that we worked on literally for 2 years before we, you know, probably 18 months before we released it. So 6 months ago, the first nano gummy under the Kana line, K-A-N-H-A.
Yep.
And, you know, the differentiator is that it kicks in 15 to 20 minutes rather than the usual 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, I know. And I think it's important, too. One of the things we talked about in the last segment with Harry, which was fantastic, was how much effort he put into creating different ratios. And even with the Kana line of the regular gummies, they were able to provide us and the patients and customers of Mercy a wider range of ratios. And so you have your prototypical kind of 10 milligram, 5 milligram gummy, your 100 milligram bag, but you know they have 4-to-1 and 2-to-1 and 1-to-1. And so there's these different ratios of CBD to THC. You're targeting a much wider audience. And I think like you said, the science is so important because what's tied to that is consistency. And so that's what I definitely see part of what's separating you guys is just coming out with having those different ratios.
Definitely. I think early on, we recognized that, you know, cannabis was going to evolve in very sophisticated ways. One was going to be find your ratio of THC and CBD. And the ratio you use in the morning might be high CBD, low THC, because you want to deal with pain. And it might be a different ratio in the evening when you want to replace an IPA with something to kind of give you a little, you know, take the edge off the day.
Sure.
So there's, you know, different ratios for everybody. And I think the second thing is that you can also weave in some nutraceutical items. So our Tranquility Sleep Gummy is a 1-to-1 that has a small amount of melatonin in it. So really to kind of, you know, not enough so your body naturally produces this, but just enough to kind of homeopathic dose to have it kick in yourself. So it's a healthy way to take a sleep gummy.
Yeah, and I think it's important. I always have to bring this up. They taste good.
They taste really
good. I have
good.
To tell everyone they taste good. It's important. It's not, yeah. I mean, you're getting the medicine effect without the medicine taste is what I like to tell people. It really does. They really do taste good. And I know we're getting short on time, but I would like to ask one last question. Anything new in the works we can expect from Kana? Anything exciting on the way?
So we do have a vegan nano gummy that came out recently.
Yep.
And now we're coming out. Our last line of nano gummy is 5 milligrams. We're just coming out with a 10 milligram nano. So it's going to be the strongest per serving gummy on the market. And lastly, just, you know, the coronavirus is obviously up in the air and it's a concern for our industry like it is for every industry. We've been really bulking up on production. So we've got a massive inventory. We are concerned about potential supply chain issues in the future. So I would definitely, you know, retailers bulk up on Kana gummies. We have them. You know, now is a good time to place your order.
That's funny. I did want to shout out just because we're getting ready to go off air. our sales rep for Kana is in the building. She's just not on mic. Her name's Rosemary, and she does a fantastic job of making sure that the gummies are there on time and that the customers get what they need. So thank you, Rosemary.
Yes, thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you, Rosemary.
And thank you to Keith. And that's going to end the show today. Thank you so much, everybody, for being patient with us as we juggle things around. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise.